Now to our conversation with the funeral director, who wants to change our attitudes to death and dead bodies by encouraging us to take a more active role in the funerals of our relatives. Caitlin Doty saw her first dead body at the age of 8 and has been obsessed with death ever since. Now she's set up what she calls an alternative funeral parlour in Los Angeles. She also has a web series called Ask a Mortician, and she's just released a book about cremation and burial rituals called, rather ghoulishly, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. She's in Sydney this week for the Sydney Writers' Festival, and she joined me in the World Today studio. Caitlin Doty, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you write that you want to prepare a death-phobic culture for their inevitable mortality. Why do we need to be more comfortable with death?
Oh, gosh, that's funny. I hardly get that question because I think everybody agrees that we're death phobic generally. I don't think anybody would say, oh, yeah, our culture's totally cool with death. We're totally ready for anyone we love to die at any time, because that's just obviously not true. But as far as the reason that we do need to prepare, medical science is so much better now at keeping people alive for so much longer. But with that comes an incredible fear around death. And when people die, they're not prepared. And people don't know what funerals they want or what they want done with the body. And it leaves the family really fragmented and upset. If we can be more comfortable having this conversation in advance and a more comfortable relationship with death, we're just going to be a better society.
You saw your first dead body at the age of 8. How did you react?
Well, not well is the answer to that. I saw, when I was about 8, I saw a small girl fall from the second floor balcony of a big open air mall, and to what I assume was her death. I don't know how she could have survived, but they whisked her away right away, as we tend to do with all death in our culture. And it really messed me up, I would say. It made me very, very afraid. It made me have almost obsessive compulsive thoughts about somebody dying all the time, and what could I do to make sure that somebody didn't die, and what rituals could I perform to make sure someone didn't die. And at the time, people around me just sort of said, oh, kids, you know, they'll get over it. But I wish that we did have more of a structure in our society to say, yeah, kids with no context can get really terrified about this. And maybe we should be having a better conversation with them and let them state their fears and give them honest answers.
If you were shocked when you saw your first body, why would you want to inflict that on anyone else?
Well, it's all context. It's all context. So for me, when I saw the dead body, it was in the context of watching someone die in a horrific way, and then having the body taken away immediately. And so it was a setup of fear and denial. But the type of interacting with a dead body that I'm talking about is a family gathering around the dead body of a person they love, they're already died, and taking the time to sit with them. And at first, they may be kind of horrified and kind of scared. But as time goes on, and they're sitting there talking about the death, and they're holding the hand, or they're washing the body, it really changes. That relationship changes, and they relax, and they become more comfortable with their grief and with the death and with their own death. And you can see it happening.
So you've set up this alternative funeral business so that your customers do have a more hands-on role, but what exactly do you encourage them to do?
Well, it depends on the person, because some people are completely ready to dive on in there, and they feel competent, and they've maybe read a ton about it, or it's something they want to do. And then some people say, can you do most everything, and we'll just, you know, wash the fingernails or put on the shirt or something very simple. And that's fine.
Family members, of course, don't always see eye to eye on these things, especially at a time like this. I mean, even if one family member wants to be more hands-on, do some of them recoil from your proposals?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it will be just one or two people who will want to come in and be involved more hands-on, and then the other person will just say, I'll see the body in the casket later, but I don't want to touch it. I don't want to be involved in that way. And that's okay. Maybe they're not ready. It's certainly not my job or anyone I works with's job to say, like, you get in here with this corpse and you face your mortality. That doesn't work at all.
There is a sense, though, that you're saying to people, confront it. I mean, what is wrong with professionals sort of taking over that side of things and leaving the families to grieve?
Yeah, I guess in my advocacy, there is a sense of like, come on, look upon your mortality. Well, I don't think we've evolved to a point that we should have our dead bodies completely removed from us. We're a community society. We still have those brains. Thousands and thousands of years, humans took care of their own dead because they died in small groups. And any ritual or anything surrounding the dead body was in that group. And so now you don't have people taking care of their dead. You don't have the transitions and rituals of society. If you take all those things away, I just don't think that we're prepared for it. I don't think our brains are ready for it. And if we can reclaim some of that, even just in a symbolic way, it might be really helpful.
Is what we've lost that comfort with death? Do you feel that if there had been something like this around when you were eight, you would have reacted differently to seeing that little girl fall?
I do, yeah, because death was so unknown. It was the boogeyman. It was scary. It was the specter in the corner of my eye that moved whenever I turned my head and I couldn't get a handle on it. And there are certain things, you're never going to be totally comfortable with death. I'm not totally comfortable with death. That's not the way that it works. But I'm not afraid of dead bodies. Being afraid of a dead body is silly. It represents things that can be hard, but it's not scary. So there are things we can get over, and we should get over, because when you go in to a death of someone you love, it's never going to be fun. It's always going to be awful. But you can prepare in a way so that you're not thinking, why did this happen to me? What is death? You've thought about that, and you can just focus on your grief.
You have a web series, Ask a Mortician. What's your favorite question?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question in and of itself. I love questions about what you can do with a dead body. Why can't I have a Viking funeral? Why can't I keep mom's skull on the mantelpiece? You know, why can't I keep the whole skeleton? Those are my favorite, because I love the possibilities of memorialization or burial or cremation that we just haven't even discovered yet.
Has anyone ever shocked you with a question?
Not the questions that I always get that are so shocking are about not death. Like when someone's like, what do you do for fun? And I just go, death. That's, what do you mean? What do I do for fun? I read about death and talk about death. I don't have any hobbies. Come on.
Caitlin Doty, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Caitlin Doty, who runs an alternative funeral service in LA and is here for the Sydney Writers Festival to talk about her new book, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.